Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Got Clutter? Get Organized. I am your host, Janet M. Taylor, and I want to say hello if you are a regular listener, and welcome if you're listening for the very first time. And hello to all of you who will be listening via iTunes and Stitcher Radio, TuneIn, Park Coalition Radio, as well as my Blog Talk Radio community, and those who may be joining me later in the chat room. I hope you are having a great start to your week, and I want to let you know about our sponsor, which is Audible.com, who has over 180,000 audiobooks and spoken word audio products. Get a free audiobook of your choice by going to www.audibletrial.com/get organized. Well, tonight I am excited. I was in the virtual green room talking to Nakia Stith, top of the clock. And also, she'll be coming and joining us and providing some holiday safety tips for all of us during this holiday season. And I will be piggybacking in Taylor's tip time on the holiday safety tips in regards to getting rid of the clutter and all of the stuff outside of our homes that sometimes make it look like we aren't home. And it just kind of gives people who want to do sometimes things like take packages, mail, et cetera. So I'm going to talk to you about clearing out the clutter on the porch and all those other areas outside. And then, of course, I'm going to be coming to you with my product suggestion, app suggestion, as well as Reaper suggestion, product of the week. And there is an upcoming shredding event. So grab your papers and all of that stuff you've been piled in the corner, bags, boxes that you need to get rid of. So be sure to tune in for the next half hour. Well, as I said, tonight we're going to talk about holiday safety tips with our guests. And the reason is because it's the holiday season. But also, as I was sharing with Nakia, is that I recently got a crime report. And after looking at a crime report of my neighborhood, I realized that I needed some tips and techniques and strategies to be more safe as I'm out and about doing errands, shopping, or et cetera. So as the president and CEO of Top of the Clock, Nakia Stith is a highly committed security professional. She has worked to transform Top of the Clock into a high-performing security and protection services firm that is recognized for providing outstanding and quality service to its customers. Under her leadership, Top of the Clock has systematically grown over the last 10 years to become an industry leader with innovation as its core. Nakia is a member of ASIS International, the Women's President Organization, and Visage International. So I am going to be bringing on Nakia. Good evening, Nakia.
Hey, Janet, how are you?
I am doing great. And again, thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Well, thanks for having me.
So, Nakia, as you and I were talking in that little virtual, I call the virtual green room, holiday shopping is here. You know, the sales are starting, the decorations are going up. Some stores decided wait until after Christmas. Some stores will be open, after Thanksgiving. And then some stores have decided to open Thanksgiving. So right. What are some of the do's and don'ts when it comes to safety, especially around this time of year? Because we got the packages and all of those things going on, whether it's food shopping or gift shopping or shopping for decorations.
Right. You know, the holiday season, it's festive, you know, but it's also very stressful. So with that stress, we've definitely got to be careful. You know, the malls are full of people shopping, looking, you know, hunting for the perfect gift at the perfect price. So it's so easy to get caught up in that excitement, right? From going store to store, that safety is the furthest thing from your mind. So I got five tips that I think you really need to follow while you're looking for your next bargain, right? So while looking for that bargain, it's really important to think about your safety as well. So one of the first tip I have is you need to choose the right purse, right? So
okay.
If you have a large tote bag or a little teeny clutch, you probably want to leave those at home. Things get lost in the large tote bag and the little clutch. It's easy to drop that down on the counter while you're paying and walk off without it, or drop it and you don't notice it because you got so many other bags. So you really should. So you got to have a game plan when you're shopping during the holidays, especially. So if you got a purse that kind of like fits close to your body, or it has a strap that you can put across your body and not just on your shoulder, and you can wear it like in front of your person, that definitely would deter a pickpocket. So, or get one of those. They got some cute little swing packs out, or different things you can get. So it's not like your grandmother's fanny pack. Your favorite designers have some awesome things that you can wear that make you look good, and they're functional for safety at the same time, right? So you should make sure the bag has compartments so that you're not rifling for all your cash and credit cards and you don't know where those things are. And a lot of times as ladies, we got a lot of things in our purses and we're just digging through at the register, and that really gives somebody the opportunity to see if you're vulnerable or not. But it's also not just for the ladies, right? Guys need to make sure their wallets are secure. So instead of putting your wallet just like in your back pocket, either utilize it in the front pocket or get, you know, make sure that you have a little space maybe inside your jacket or a little zipper pocket or something like that where you can store your wallet. So it's equally as important that the guys make sure they're mindful of your wallets as well. My second tip is if you're going shopping with your children, you need to create a game plan. So you have to encourage your children to be mindful of their safety and surroundings while they shop. So don't just wait to get to the store with the kids and then, you know, try to keep up with everybody. Before you get out the car or before you get out the house, you need to talk about your safety practically as a family, right? So if you're shopping with little children, you need to make sure that they understand the malls are going to be crowded, the stores are going to be crowded, and it's very important that they listen to your voice. So you need to do a couple things with your little children. Sometimes it helps to give them maybe you need a safe word, a word that the only you guys know in case something should happen. You need to show the younger children how to locate store personnel and ask for help if you should get separated. But always make sure they're accompanied by an adult and don't let them wander off. The next thing is if you have teenagers, I suggest that you have a time and a rendezvous point that you're going to meet once everybody is done shopping. That way there's no guessing games, there's nothing like that. We are going to meet at this store at this time, and our shopping experience is over. But you really should plan for that. Don't just think, oh, yeah, we're all going to go shopping, we're going to go to the mall, and then you don't have a plan. You have to plan to be safe. The other thing I have is be alert walking to and from your car. So if you're parking and you want to park in a well-lit spot in the parking lot, you know, sometimes the mall, you can be against a back wall or something and it's not as lit. Get in as a well-lit space as you can. That's super important. And pay attention to your surroundings. And I tell people, don't be afraid to use your panic button. If you're walking out, you know, you get off the elevator, you go into the mall parking lot or the store parking lot. Use your panic button if you need to as an alert. Don't be scared to do that. Some malls and stores even offer security escorts during the holidays if you have a lot of bags. So that may be something that you want to check into as well. And don't leave your bags visible in the car. That's a no-no. You don't want to invite trouble. My fourth tip is don't wait until the last minute to shop. Start shopping now. Don't wait until December the 20th or December the 23rd because you think you're going to get a really good deal. Chances are there's a lot of people waiting during that time, and you can be so flustered that you're not paying attention at all and you become an easy target. And lastly, it seems simple. It seems like something you should do, but you always should do it. And sometimes we forget. Always follow your gut. If you're in a situation and something doesn't feel right or somebody doesn't seem right, it probably isn't. So we need to always trust our gut and trust our instincts. So you have to stay alert and be aware of your surroundings at all times.
Wow. Well, those are some great tips, Nakia, because number one actually kind of piggybacks off of my product suggestion, which was the bag that kind of is a cross, what do they call it, crossbody bag, where
that's,
it
yeah.
actually kind of, yeah, and it's got all the little pockets, because I thought, you mm-hmm. know, when you are shopping, you need, or even sometimes when you're just walking, you need free
mm-hmm.
hands, because sometimes
you
we
do.
Have so much stuff in our hands and we don't have mm-hmm. a free hand, but I like to always have my hands free. So I love, wow, those are some good tips. I hope everybody wrote them down, because I wrote mine down. Of course, I'm going to tweet them. So the next, okay, then you were talking about the garage parking and parking in a
mm-hmm.
safe place. So when we are out in the streets
mm-hmm.
and it's less populated area,
mm-hmm.
what are some safety tips, or what should we be doing? If we have to park, like, for example, we're going over to somebody's house and we got to park, but it's three blocks from the house and it's kind of a dark area.
Mm-hmm. I think the first thing you have to do is limit your distractions.
Okay.
Right? So a lot of this is really mental, to that when you park in that space, you know, okay, I'm going to get out. I'm going to go here. I already know the house number, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not looking around on my phone, checking through the email, standing still for long periods of time in the dark, fumbling through, trying to find that last email, you know, where my girlfriend told me this was the house number. Don't do that. So you really want to limit your distractions. That's the first thing. And I think the next thing is you pay attention to your surroundings. So often we just kind of take for granted. I mean, I'm guilty of this. It's something I do all the time. You know, it just becomes mindless. It's just mindless, a mindless activity for me to just go here, go there, and do that. And I think
mm-hmm.
it's going to be the same every time, but that's not necessarily true. So you have to pay attention to your surroundings. And the next thing is following up with the first one is prepare yourself before you go out. Just don't go out unprepared. So know where you're going to go. You know, if you have to memorize it or do that kind of thing, but just know where you're going to go. Don't, you know, fumble around and keep looking for something. So that's what I would say. I would say there's three things, especially this time
okay.
of year. You've got to limit those distractions, pay attention, and prepare yourself before you even step out of the door or your car.
And that's good. And actually, I wanted to comment on one of your five tips, which was follow your
mm-hmm.
gut, because I remember one time a friend and I, we were going to an event and
mm-hmm.
we got close, and as we got closer we saw it was dark and it didn't look safe, and we both had assumed that because of the type of event there would have been some type of parking lot situation. So we both looked at
mm-hmm.
each other and I said, well, you know, it's really not that important for me to really go to this event because it doesn't look safe
yeah.
under here. But after we kept driving a little bit further, we saw that there was a very well-lit parking lot
mm-hmm.
adjacent to the facility, because as we got closer, I was like, I'm not feeling this. Are you feeling this? And we were like, no. So,
yeah.
like you said, sometimes it's good to kind of go with your gut. Well, my
That's
next
great.
One is and I guess this goes back to what you were saying about the garage, making sure you park someplace safe. Because a lot of times
mm-hmm.
when we go to these holiday parties as women, we've got the high heels, the you know, because it's the holiday season, and we've got
mm-hmm.
the gowns and the dresses. I mean, is there anything that we should and shouldn't do? I mean, I know one of the things one of the things actually my girlfriend does, she just wears flats. And that alleviates all those little, you know, the heels and everything. But is there something for people who really want to wear the heels and they want to wear the cute dresses
mm-hmm.
and all of that?
Mm-hmm. My main thing for that is, you've got to be for real.
Okay.
You've got to really be for real, because I was just downtown the other day, and I saw a woman who had on a pair of heels that the heel was about the width of about a pencil point.
Wow.
And she was in so much pain. And you can tell when somebody's feet hurt. There's nothing worse than your feet hurt, right? It makes your whole body hurt. And she was very attractive, very pretty, nice outfit. But I thought, oh, my gosh, what is she safe in those shoes? How is she going to get where she needs to go? And she obviously had a long walk, and she was walking next to a guy that she was with. And, of course, he had on flat shoes. So he was taking long strides, and she was just trying her best to keep up. And I actually thought about this, so it's interesting that you asked that question. And that's why I said, we really need to get real about what's cute in the club or cute in the venue or cute at the event, but what is not safe on city streets. So, if you need to pack in your purse or on your person a pair of those little flat, those cute flats that they sell now and that kind of roll up, they roll up into, like a palm size shoe.
Yes.
You may want to invest in a pair of those so that you can walk out safely, so that you can walk out, and so that you can walk as swiftly as you need to, right? So I think that that's always a good investment to have. And the other thing is, if the shoes hurt before you leave the house, you may want to rethink those, because it's no good to look cute and then get robbed.
And that is true. And that's a good tip. And as you were saying it, I was like, it's almost like when women who work in corporate America, they put the sneakers on or whatever, and once they get to and they change the shoes. So it's the same. It is the same. It is the same. So
and
that was
before they had all those little cute flats that fold up and you can put them in your pocket.
Mm-hmm.
So you can still look stylish and stay safe. That's one of the things I like. I like the idea that you can wear a cute little ballerina flat and still be safe and make it to your car. And you could have been really cute in the event or really cute in the party, but when it's time for you to walk to that parking lot or walk down the street or walk to where you parked your car next to that meter that was a couple blocks away, that you're safely doing it, and you get there and you're safe and you're fine and you feel good.
Yeah. Wow, that is some great advice, ladies. So hopefully you will hear this and take heed to it. Well, the last thing I just wanted you to kind of mention again, because we talked about this, is about the phone. As I shared earlier, one of the things that I do, especially when I'm on public transportation, train, et cetera, I don't take my phone out. I try not to. And you gave a great tip that all women out there need to hear in regards to where our phone needs to be when we're out and about, so we can be a little bit, it's like Nakia's organizing tip for us.
Yep. The phones are great, and we need the phone as a resource, but don't keep it in your bag if you're traveling. I would suggest that you put the phone either in your pocket, or maybe there's a zipper in the front of the bag where you can easily get to it just in case you needed it for an emergency. Because, again, we don't want to be digging to the bottom of our pocketbook if we really need to make an emergency phone call.
Well, that was a wonderful tip, listeners. She gave us a lot of information that we need to implement for ourselves, our family, and just to have a safe holiday, but also a safe new year. So, Nakia, I know, how can people get in contact with you? Because I know in addition to doing the corporate security, you also do, I believe last time you mentioned you do other types of security, information, training, et cetera.
Yeah, well, you can reach me. You can check out both of my websites at www.topofthecross.com. You can also check me out at www.resiliency.com. And there you can find out a little bit more about what I do. And my email and contact information is there. And I'd love to hear from some of the listeners, or if they want a copy of the safety tips, just let me know.
Yeah. So listeners, you hear that? So if you need, if on a corporate level, if you need Nakia, or just on maybe a personal level, or and you do your company provides workshops on safety, et cetera, the resilience.
Mm-hmm.
That's great, see. Yeah, we need that. We need that. Mm-hmm. As a person who went to the neighborhood safety meeting, yes, we all could use some more tips on safety. Well, I thank you so much for your time this evening. It is greatly appreciated.
Yes, thanks so much, Janet. I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to be on and share these tips, and hopefully they'll come in handy, and folks will think about them as they're shopping, and it'll make a more enjoyable experience.
Well, they will, because I wrote them down. I'm going to listen to the show again, and I'm going to be tweeting them. So I'm going to make sure that they get them. So you have a wonderful holiday.
Okay, you too. And remember, small steps contribute greatly to your personal safety. So happy holidays to everybody, and thanks again for having me.
Thank you. Have a great evening.
Okay, you too.
Hi, I'm Deanna Williams, an on-air personality at 100.3 WRNB Radio 1 Philadelphia, and a proud client of Janet Taylor and Totally Organized. Several years ago, I reached out to Janet, had her come to my home, and when I tell you that she whipped my closet and office in shape, believe me. In fact, I still use a lot of the techniques and strategies that she imparted to me. To this very day, I'm very pleased to say that I have a very organized closet. Everything is in order, shoes, boots, clothes, everything color coordinated. I use the same hangers. It's a beautiful sight. In fact, I'm very proud, but I have Janet to thank for assisting me. And also, I was so impressed with her to the point where periodically she is a commentator on my Soulful Sunday show, where she shares with the audience of the Delaware Valley and the world, because we stream on the internet, her insightful tips on how to stay organized and be a more effective human being. I love Janet, and so should you.
And that was Miss Deanna Williams, and I want to say happy, happy, happy birthday to Deanna Williams, sending you some love today and always. That was an awesome interview. I would suggest you listen to it again. I would suggest you tell every member of your family, your friends, to listen to it so you can get the five tips to begin your safety this holiday season. So, as you know, our sponsor, Audible, is offering our listeners a free audiobook of your choice and a free 30-day trial membership. Just go to audibletrial.com/getorganized and choose from over 180,000 audio programs. Download a title free and start listening. It's that easy. Go to audibletrial.com/getorganized. That's audibletrial.com/getorganized. And you can start today. And my audiobook selection for this week is DIY, Winter Cleaning and Organizing. And these are proven organizing strategies to clean and organize your house for the fall as well as the winter. And you will learn how to deal with the mess during the winter season, tools and equipment needed for cleaning, the best tips and reminders for fall and winter season, and the things to consider to be sure that your work will be done properly. Because we're going indoors, a lot of us, and we need to tackle some stuff. So, again, it is the DIY Winter Cleaning and Organizing from Karen Asheville. And that is my audio selection for this week. And you can go to audibletrial.com/getorganized to get your audio book. Well, I wanted to piggyback off of the tips that Nakia provided, which were great. And this is organizing for safety. So I have about 8 things that you can do in order to really be more organized. First of all, you need to have a clear path outside and inside your home. Outside your home, so when you're getting out the car, the garage, you can walk straight to the front door without tripping and slipping, etc. But also indoors as well. So you want to make sure you have some clear paths in that house so you won't trip and fall. That's for safety as well. Don't leave mail. And that's number one. Number two, don't leave your mail in the mailbox. When you come home, check it. If you're going to be away, have them hold it, have somebody get it, and create a place in your home to put all the mail. Don't just leave it piled around. You're going to have a lot of guests this holiday season, so you want to make sure your mail is not just somewhere where somebody can see it, because sometimes you just don't want people to know all of your business. Number three, remove the circulars from the outside of your house as soon as you return home. So when you return home and you see that circular on your stoop, on your step, on the lawn somewhere, pick it up. And whether you put it in a recycle, whether you take it in the house and just take out what you use and recycle the rest, but begin to get in that habit, because you want that house to look like it has been lived in. You want to have clear paths in and around your garage for easier access for you and your family, inside as well as outside the garage. So when you park that car in the garage, when you can get out the car with no problem of something falling on you, something, or you tripping on something, and the same, you know, getting in and out. So you want to make sure you have that as well. And that may mean tackling that garage. Number five, discard items you no longer need outside. If the toy is broken, the lawnmower won't work, the broom handle is in half, just get rid of it. Don't leave it outside. Let's get rid of all that stuff before the first snowfall. Let's get rid of it. Number six, always shred documents with personal information. Always shred it. Just don't throw it in the trash. Shred it. Now, some places it's legal to burn trash, but here, especially in Philadelphia, you cannot do that. And number seven, and this is a tip from my mother, my loving, wonderful mother. And this is for people, and depending on where you are, and I still, because I saw her do it, I am still in the habit. If I purchase something like a TV, electronic, well, because I'm living in an apartment building now, it's a little different. I can take it to the recycle. But when I had to put things out to the curb for trash, we would cut that box in so many pieces, you wouldn't even know what it was, because she did not want anybody to know that she got a new TV or that she got a new stereo or that she got a new this. She never let. So sometimes that's something you need to think about. I see it every year. I think it's great people are putting this stuff out, but I'm thinking, my goodness, they've got a 70-inch TV in there. They've got new Xboxes, all of the nice gadgets and everything. So think about that when you are putting out your trash. And number eight, have a designated place for your keys in your purse or tote as well as in your house. So even though you may have those keys in a hook in your house, when you are outside your house, where are your keys? Do you have to fumble through them? One of the things Nakia said was making sure we knew where our phone was. Make sure you know where your keys are as well. So, again, have clear paths outside, inside, and outside your home. Don't leave the mail in the mailbox. Remove circulars from outside. Have clear paths inside and around your garage. Discard items you no longer need. Always shred documents. Tip from my mother, cut your boxes up or break them up and have a designated place for your keys. Well, I want to thank you for your tweets, your emails, your posts on Facebook. Thank you for following me on my social media, including Instagram, Pinterest. Thank you so much. And tomorrow is Toss It Tuesday. Today is Monday. Tomorrow is Toss It Tuesday. So I want you to make sure you shred all the junk mail with their personal information. Toss the circulars and anything broken outside your house. Again, shred all the junk mail, toss the circulars, and anything broken outside your house, just get rid of it. Just toss it. Toss it. Suggestions? Let's talk about my app suggestion. Be safe. It's an SOS alarm. If you're ever in trouble, you press the alarm button and they alert your Be Safe friends immediately. You can share your location. Use I'm here to let your friends know where you are and that you're safe. And, of course, also for the single people, if you're in out on a date and it's a really bad date, you can kind of get out of it. It says, no more bad dates with fake call. You have the perfect excuse to get out of a bad date or awkward situations. It's called Be Safe. And, of course, you can go to my Pinterest page for apps, and that will be a link to Be Safe. And, of course, you can have friends walk you home with an invite to walk home wherever and whenever you are. So, again, that's a great, great, great app. My product suggestion, which you will see on my social media as well, it is the crossbody bag from REI. It's a mini crossbody bag. It's a beautiful purple. I like the purple. And it's great because it allows you the freedom. Your hands are free. So you want to make sure you check that out. And it, like she said, there's so many different types, but it's got different pouches, et cetera. And my repurpose is an old rack was turned into a jewelry holder. So you can go to my repurpose section for that. So again, Be Safe was my app. A crossbody bag from REI was my product suggestion. And turning an old rack into a jewelry holder was my repurpose section. So make sure, of course, you visit my Pinterest page where you can find all of those wonderful product suggestions, app suggestions, and repurpose suggestions as well. And in line with our safety and shredding, there is an upcoming free shredding event this Saturday, November 14th, at 510 West Avenue, Jenkintown, Pennsylvania. It's in here in Jenkintown, Pennsylvania. It's 510 West Avenue, Jenkintown, PA, from 10 to 1. And basically, items to consider for safety and privacy. You are limited to 2 file boxes of 4 grocery bags. And for more information, call 215-543-7954. Again, 215-543-7954. And it's this Saturday the 14th at 510 West Avenue, Jenkintown, PA, from 10 to 1. And you are limited to 2 file boxes and 4 grocery bags. And they've got everything on this list. A lot of stuff, you know, I had never thought about. Of course, you got address labels from junk mail, used airline tickets, signatures such as found on leases, contracts, and letters, resumes, report cards, papers with Social Security number, luggage tags, medical, and dental records. So, for those of you who have all this stuff just sitting around the house. And, of course, if you go to any of my social media pages, you can just check it out. And I will, again, post it this Friday so that you can make sure to take advantage of a free shredding event so you can get rid of some clutter in your home and in your life this season and before the new year. Well, next week we have Jennifer Dent. And she's going to be saying, yes, we can eat healthy this holiday season. Yes, we can eat healthy this holiday season. So I'm pre-recorded that interview because Jennifer had a prior engagement. So I'm looking forward to sharing that with you. And, of course, for those of you who listen to this show, make sure that you have signed up to my mailing list, and you just do that by going to janetmtaylor.com, janetmtaylor.com, and if you do that, you'll get a free ebook, 30 minutes or less, simple tips to organize your life, and each one of those tips you can do in 30 minutes or less. And because I will be, of course, you get the bi-monthly newsletter, the Totally Organized Living newsletter, where I share tips and suggestions and strategies on how to organize your life. But also, I will be having a Black Friday, Cyber Monday sale, and I will be sending out a special Christmas present to everybody who's on my mailing list. Wonder what that is, but it's going to be something that you can use in order to be organized in the new year. So please go to JanetMTaylor.com. And, of course, for those of you who are not in the immediate area, I am providing you with long distance as well as virtual organizing. And basically how that works is we schedule a session. You email me some photos. I email you a few questions, and we will tackle the project together. Because once I see what the room looks like and once I learn what your goals are for the room, I can give you step-by-step instructions on how to get from point A to point B. And also, I provide you with follow-up to make sure you stay focused on your project. So, of course, you can go to my website now and click on the long distance and virtual organizing. There's a banner as soon as you go to my website to learn more about the details as well. But yes, please sign up to my mailing list, because you can get information about my holiday sale. So you can give the gift of organization to someone on your list, or even you can just treat yourself. And of course, I want to make sure that because you have been such a loyal listener and helping me do what I love to do, which is talk about the topic of organizing, that you get my Christmas present that I will be sharing with all of you. So make sure you go to my website. Make sure you go to my social media and check out the free shredding event that's coming up. And, of course, make sure that you listen to this segment again to get all the wonderful insight and tips that Nakia has shared in the first half hour. My quote for this week is, balance is not better time management, but better boundary management. Balance means making choices and enjoying those choices. Again, but better boundary management. Balance means making choices and enjoying those choices. What does that mean to you? Well, when I first heard that, I actually had to take heed to it, because I needed better boundary management. And boundary management is when, unfortunately, sometimes we do too much and we give so much to people, and unfortunately, we aren't given to ourselves. That's boundary management. But balance means making choices and enjoying those choices. So it means I have to say no. I wish I could help you, but I have to say no, because I'm already burnt out, tired, achy, stressed, hungry. So I need to take care of me, because if I don't take care of me, I really can't take care of you. And that's what boundary management means. That is actually an excellent thing. Boundary management. How can you manage boundaries, not only in the last couple of months of 2015, but in the new year? How can you learn how to say no to others, but say yes to yourself? I recently had to do it. Somebody wanted me to help them with something, and I just told them I could not squeeze, and I literally could not squeeze another thing on my schedule right now. I'll help you how I can, but I can't help you in the way that you would like me to. And this is how I can help you. And sometimes that's what boundary management is I can help you this way. I know you want me to help you that way, but this is what I can do. This is how I can give to you right now. So I think some of us need to just take a little, just sit back and just think, because I think that we will not be as stressed. We will not be as burnt out. We will not be as frustrated. We will not be as angry if we would just have boundaries on our times and our schedules and our saying yes. Saying, I can say yes. And also, even when we do want to give of ourselves and of our times and of our talents, and especially in a organization, nonprofit, community, etc. But make sure you have boundaries. Those boundaries come when you already know what your life goals are and your career goals. You already have those all set so you know how much time. I've got to put in so many hours a week at the job, but then I'm doing a couple hours a week going to school. And the rest of the time I have to give to my family, my children, my husband, my wife. I have to give to me. So what else, where else can I fit you in? I can fit you in, but the only thing I can really do is maybe stuff envelopes while I'm watching TV with the kids. I can't come to the meetings. Or I'll be at the event. Can I just greet people at the door? Because I still can't come to the meetings. It's giving because you already know what's going on in your life. It's setting those, as boundary management, it's setting those boundaries. So I truly hope that inspires and helps someone. Because even the most organized can sometimes feel a little overwhelmed because so many people are pulling at my time and my nature to want to be concerned and give. And sometimes it's like, I have no more. The cup is empty. The cup is empty. And it's okay. And I'm telling somebody out there, it's okay. It's okay. Because right now I am in a certain portion of my life. I am taking a season where I'm just sitting down. I'm still doing what I love to do. I'm still organizing and I'm still doing other things. But in a specific area, I had to say, this is my season of being quiet and being still. Because I've given so much. I've given so much and now my cup is empty. I'm not giving from a full cup anymore. So, and that can happen. And that happens sometimes. And that allows the clutter and the piles and the chaos to come into our spaces and on our desks and in our lives. So this may be leading up to the new year, maybe a time to look at yourself. Like, you know what? I'm going to take some time this weekend, if it's an hour or two, and clear off the top of my dresser or put my shoes away. Or instead of going out to lunch, I am going to eat at my desk and I'm going to clear out my end basket. So those are some simple little things. Or maybe I am going to take a moment at home, 30 minutes, and just text everybody and tell them I love them. Something simple, something not complicated. And sometimes it's just, I am just going to sit on a bench or look out the window at the clouds or just sit on the floor and just be still so that I can breathe and I can give back to my body and my mind. So balance is not better time managed, but better boundary management. Balance means making choices and enjoying those choices. So hope you enjoy the choices that you make. So again, next week, Jennifer Dent, she will be here. And yes, you can eat healthy. Make sure you mark your calendars for next Saturday. Well, this coming Saturday, number 14th. From 10 to 1, 510 West Avenue, Jenkintown, Pennsylvania, for the free shredding event. You're limited to 2 file boxes and 4 bags, probably 4 little grocery bags. But if you want more information, make sure you call 215-543-7964. And again, if you are in need of some guidance on your organizing project and you feel you're too far away, I offer long-distance virtual organizing. So make sure you go to my website and just click that link. And, of course, think about giving the gift of organizing. And also just be sure to sign up for my mailing list at janetmtaylor.com. You will, of course, get a free copy of my ebook, 30 Minutes or Less, Simple Tips to Organizing Your Life, 30 Tips You Can Do in 30 Minutes or Less. And you will be getting a Christmas present from me, You'll also get information about all the teleclasses I'll be having I'm going to hopefully doing some e-courses in 2016. So I got a lot of stuff going on to help you live that organized life. So I truly want to thank you for listening. And be sure to share this podcast with your friends, your family, on social media. And, of course, always visit my website at janetmtaylor.com. And until next time, I want you to have a clutter-free day, but most of all, have an organized week.
Organization is a quintessential element to a clutter-free life. Join me as we take this journey together. Along the way, we will find the necessary answers to solve your organizing dilemma. My name is Janet M. Taylor, and you are tuned in to Got Clutter, Get Organized.